Washington. This is VOA News. Russian President Putin questions legitimacy of Ukraine's upcoming presidential vote. Pakistani airstrikes kill 60 suspected militants. I'm Ray Kugel reporting from Washington. Russia's President Vladimir Putin is raising doubts about the legitimacy of Ukraine's upcoming presidential election, but says Russia is moving its troops away from the Ukrainian border to help create favorable conditions for Sunday's vote. During the last day of a visit to Shanghai Wednesday, Mr. Putin said two Russian journalists from the pro-Kremlin online portal called Life News, who were detained by Ukrainian security forces on May 18th, are being treated in an unacceptable manner. He said this could raise questions about the legitimacy of the political processes going on in Ukraine. Ukrainian authorities say that man-portable anti-aircraft missiles were found in the trunks of the Russian journalists' cars. Mr. Putin called the accusations absolute rubbish and nonsense. President Putin and his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping signed a $400 billion natural gas deal Wednesday. The 30-year agreement, approved Wednesday in Shanghai, calls for Russia to send gas from Siberia by pipeline to China. After the pipeline is built, the gas could flow by 2018. Thailand's army chief gathered top politicians and protest leaders for talks in Bangkok a day after declaring martial law. The discussions are intended to try to break the six-month political deadlock. VOA's Steve Herman reports.
Prominent political figures were summoned for closed-door talks by General Prayut Chan-o-cha. Following the unprecedented session among the opposing sides, Army Colonel Werachan Sukhanhapatipak characterized the talks as serious in content but conducted in a friendly atmosphere. A second session is scheduled for Thursday. The talks began just one day after martial law was declared by the army chief. On day two, there was scant evidence of the military on Bangkok streets, a contrast from the previous day when there were numerous checkpoints in and outside the capital. At the anti-government rally site, there was no military presence. Steve Herman, VOA News, Bangkok.
Suspected Islamist militants have killed about 30 people in two villages near Chibok, the northern Nigerian town where hundreds of schoolgirls were kidnapped last month. Eyewitnesses say gunmen stormed their village overnight Tuesday, killing at least 17 people. They say the attackers also stole food and set homes on fire. An Egyptian court sentenced former President Hosni Mubarak to 3 years in prison on charges of embezzling public funds. Mubarak's two sons were also given 4 years in jail on the same charges. The three Mubaraks were convicted on charges of taking millions of dollars worth of state funds intended for renovating and maintaining presidential palaces and spending them on upgrading the family's private residences. They were also fined $3 million in order to reimburse the state treasury almost $18 million. Pakistan's army launched a series of airstrikes against suspected terrorist hideouts in the country's remote northwest, killing at least 60 militants. VOA's Sharon Bain has details.
The military said Wednesday that a number of hardcore terrorists, important commanders, and foreign fighters had died in the targeted strikes in North Waziristan, an area rife with militants. One eyewitness to the bombardment, who asked not to be named, said a number of non-combatants had died in the strikes. He says the strikes started at 2 a.m. and then happened again hours later. Many houses of common people were destroyed and a number of people were killed besides the militants. Common people were also affected by the shelling. The military said large caches of arms and ammunition, including material for making homemade bombs or IEDs, had been destroyed in the strikes. Sharon Bain, VOA News, Islamabad.
President Obama says that growing allegations of mistreatment of military service personnel at the country's veterans' hospitals is disgraceful and that it will not be tolerated. Mr. Obama summoned the chief of the U.S. Veterans Agency, General Eric Shinseki, to the White House Wednesday. Their meeting came amid calls by some U.S. lawmakers for General Shinseki's ouster over allegations that 40 veterans may have died while awaiting treatment at the Veterans Hospital in the western city of Phoenix, Arizona. And North Korea's only international university held its first commencement ceremony Wednesday in the capital, Pyongyang. The Pyongyang University of Science and Technology turned out 44 graduates. They received master's degrees in a variety of disciplines. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.